So this is kind of the most bizarre meet cute you're ever going to hear. This is from a Twitter user. Has over 250,000 retweets on this so far. So it starts off, my dad died.
Yikes.
Classic start to a funny story.
Classic start to a funny story?
He was buried in a small village in Sussex, England. I was really close to my dad, so I visited his grave a lot, and I still do. I always took flowers, and my mom visited a lot, and she always took flowers. My grandparents were still alive then, and they always took flowers. My dad's grave frequently resembled a solid third place at a flower show. I felt bad for the guy buried next to my dad.
Oh, gosh.
He never had flowers. Oh. He died, according to his gravestone, on Christmas Day.
Oh, wow.
At the age of 37.
This is so depressing.
No one left him flowers. And now there's a florist that's nearby, and so I started buying him flowers.
Oh, that's so sweet.
This Twitter user says, I started buying flowers for a deceased man I'd never met.
Sounds creepy when you say it like that.
Well, no. That's but really sweet. It is adorable. It's very, very sweet. And you know what? And it shows that he's actually being aware of the surroundings.
I did this for quite some time, he goes on. But I never mentioned it to anyone. It was a little private joke with myself. I was making the world a better place, one bunch of flowers at a time. I know it sounds weird, but I came to think of him as a friend.
I love that.
I wondered if there was some sort of hidden connection between us, something secretly drawing me to this 37-year-old who passed away on Christmas Day.
I feel like we're about to find out that answer is yes.
You know, maybe we went to the same school, played for the same football club or whatever. So I Googled his name, and 10 seconds later, I found him.
What does that mean?
His wife didn't leave him flowers because he murdered her on Christmas Day.
Oh, gosh!
After he did that, he got his parent or her parents too, and after that, he did himself in.
Okay, so now we know why there's no flowers. There's no flowers. Take the flowers back. Take the flowers back. Take them back. Oh my gosh.
And he goes on. He says that.
Yeah.
Was why no one ever left him flowers. Okay. No one except me, of course. Yeah. And I left him flowers. Yeah, I left him flowers every couple weeks.
Don't
every couple weeks for 2.5 years.
Oh my gosh.
And now all of a sudden he's like, I felt terrible for his wife and her parents, and now I wasn't even going to leave them flowers every couple weeks for 2.5 years, but
you go
I
find
did.
The wife, you leave her flowers.
Yes.
And the parents.
His wife and parents were they were passed away.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. You find their graves and you go give them flowers.
Yes.
Oh gosh.
Right.
I'm infested. I'm upset.
I know.
I'm triggered.
I'm getting there.
Okay.
But I did feel like I owed them some sort of apology.
Yeah.
So I found where they were buried.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I bought flowers.
Yes, all the flowers.
And drove to the cemetery. And as I was standing at their graves, mumbling apologies. Keep in mind, this is a meet cute.
Oh, I forgot. Where? I literally forgot why we got on this epic journey.
Where's the happy?
As I was standing at their graves, mumbling apologies, a woman appeared behind me. She wanted to know who I was and why I was leaving flowers for her aunt.
There it is.
And grandparents.
I just got chills.
Awkward.
I just got chills.
Yeah.
I explained what I'd done and what had happened, and she said, okay, that's weird, but quite sweet.
Yes.
I said, thank you. Yes, it is a bit weird. And I don't know what I was thinking, but I asked her out for a drink. She said yes. 2 years later, she said yes again when I asked her to marry me.
Oh, my God!
Because that's how I met my wife.
Wow.
Isn't that the most bizarre meet-cute you've ever heard in your life?
That's that is a story to share with the kids.
Oh, my gosh.
That is a story.
So I have no idea. Again, like hopefully it's true, all this, but you never know on the internet, but... So we've tweeted that out at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter.
I learned some lessons. I learned to, if you're going to leave flowers for a stranger,
investigate me.
Let's Google first.
Let's Google it. And then to meet his future wife.
In that way.
All right. So there you go.
Wow.
That's the most bizarre how did your parents meet story ever.
Yeah. How I met your mother.
Oh, absolutely.
That's a sitcom.
Hey, kids, gather around. I got a story for you.
Got a story for you.
Popcorn. It's kind of lengthy.
Yeah. At Ben and Kelly Show.